I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Today is what financial insiders call a quadruple witching day on Wall Street. It has nothing to do with Halloween and everything to do with expiration dates. Tess Viglin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles to explain. Tess, what is quadruple witching?
Well, it actually happens four times a year, Madeline. And as you said, not at the end of October. There's one day each quarter, the third Friday of December, March, June, and September, when four different kinds of Wall Street transactions expire, when you have to buy them or sell them or stick with what you've got. It's more of a curiosity than anything, but it can make for a pretty volatile day on the stock exchanges. Sometimes they actually call it Freaky Friday.
And what are these transactions?
Well, let's do a quick lesson in derivatives. Very exciting. Futures and options contracts, basically. Most people understand the concept of stocks. You will buy a share in, say, IBM, and you make or lose money depending on the value of those stocks. Well, if you want to hedge a little, maybe not pay for a full stock, you can buy an option on IBM. The option is basically worth a fraction of a share. If it goes up, you make money. If it doesn't, what you paid for the option expires, and that's what's happening today on a bunch of these things, and you lose only your initial investment.
And futures?
Well, futures are just another way to make a small investment tied to the future price of a stock. And all of these mechanisms, stock and index options, stock and index futures, have an expiration date, again, four times a year. So we have four quadruple witchings on Wall Street each year, and today is one of those days.
And is this important? Is this an important day?
Well, it is if you're invested in the market, because it can mean a lot of buying and selling throughout the day today. It also kind of depends on how volatile the markets are at a given point of time. They're not super volatile now, so it shouldn't be a huge day. But it just means a lot of churning in the market, usually at the end of the day. But for long-term investors, it's really not an issue. And of course, it'll all happen again on the third Friday in June. And by the way, there are also triple witching days and double witching, kind of miniature versions of the quad. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, it's Friday, and we'll be taking a look back at the week on Wall Street, quadruple witching and all.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. And thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.